Shalom to all, and welcome back to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the first Aliyah in Parsha's Vayishlach. That's Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Dalad. And Yaakov had just left Lavan's house, and he was on his way back to Eretz Yisrael. So Vayishlach Yaakov Melchem in front of Yaakov sent angels in front of him. El Esav Achiv to Esav his brother, Arts of Seir to the Adam, to the land of Seir, to the field of Edom. By Tzav Oisam Lemar, and he commanded them saying, Koy Soimer Ladoni Leisav. So you should say to my master Esav, Koy Amar of the Chayakov. So says your servant Yaakov. Im Lavan Garti, I lived with Lavan, Voechard Ata, and I've delayed until now. Vayili Sharva Chamar Tzayn Edav Shivcha, and I have all of this. Sharon Chamor Tzayin Neved and Shivcha. V'ashel Chal Hagel Adoni. I'm sending to tell my master Limtzachin Beinecha to find favor in your eyes. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Dalid. V'yishlach Yaakov Malachim and Malachim Mamash. He actually sent him angels. Arza Seir LaEretz Seir to the land of Seir. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Hey Garti. I've sojourned with Lavan. Loina Seisi Sar V'chashav Eloger. I didn't become a minister or someone important. I was just a ger. I was just sojourning. I was temporary over there. Ein Chakidai L'snayis Yal Brachas V'icha Shebrachani. You shouldn't hate me because of the brachas that your father blessed me. Have a Gvir Lachecha that you're going to be a ruler over your brother, Sharelin Iskamabi. That didn't happen with me. I didn't become a ruler over anyone. Davarach, another understanding is Garti, I lived with him. Begamatri Taryag, that is the numerical value of Taryag 613. Klaimar, meaning to say, Mlovan Harasha Garti, I lived with Lovan Harasha of a Targ Mitzvah Shemarti. I kept the 613 mitzvahs. I didn't learn from his bad ways, meaning I'm really my own person. I didn't end up becoming anything great. I didn't become part of their culture or their nation. I'm really just still a simple person. Pazak Vavin Rashi by Hili Sharva Chamar, he was telling him what possessions he has. Abba Amar, father told me, Mital Shemayim Shemani Ha'aretz, you're going to have from the dew of the heavens and from the fat of the land. Zu Ein Olam Shemayim V'Olam Ha'aretz, this is not from the heaven or from the land. So again, the brachas weren't fulfilled. Shar V'chamor, Derech Eretz Lema Shvarim Harbe, it's the way of the land to say about many oxen, Shar, one ox. Adam Armel Chaver, a person tells his friend, Balayla Kara Tarnagol, at night the rooster crowed. The Ein Omer, he doesn't say, Karu HaTarnagolim, that the roosters crowed. V'ashal Chal Hagel Adoni, Lo Hidya Shani Bay Lecha, I just want to send you a message to tell you that I'm coming to you. Lim Tzachin Benecha, Shani Shalom. I'm wholesome with you, and I'm seeking out your love. Back to Chumash Pasuk Zayin, Vayishuva Malachim al Yaakov Lemar, and the angels came back to Yaakov saying, Banu el Achicha la Esav, we came to your brother to Esav, Vigam ha'ilch grascha v'arbama yis ishimai, and he is also coming to greet you, and he has 400 men with him. Let's see Rashi v'yir Pasuk Zayin, Banu el Achicha la Esav, Shayisa Aymer, you said, Achihu, he's my brother, Avalhu noig imcha ke Esav arasha, he's acting towards you like Esav arasha, Aydenu b'sin asa, he still hates you. That's why I have this double lashon in the Pasuk, Banu el Achicha el Esav, to your brother to Esav. Back to Chumash Pasuk Ches, Vayir Yaakov Ma'ed Vayetzer Lai. Yaakov was very afraid and distressed. Vayachatzas Amashar Itai, and he split the people that were with him, Vesatzoin and the flocks, Vesabakar and the herds, Hagmalim and the camels, Lashne Machanois, into two camps. Vayomer, and he said, Im Yave Esav Machan Achas Viko, if Esav comes onto one camp and strikes it, Vahaya Machan Anisha Lefleto, and the remaining camp, they're going to be for refuge, they're going to be able to run away. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches, Vayira Vayetzer. Vayira, he was afraid, Shem Yahari, perhaps he's going to be killed. Vayetzer Lai, he was distressed, Im Yari Gosacharim, over the fact that he might have to kill others. Let's see Pasuk Tesen Rashi, but take a look at the second Rashi, Bahaya Machan Anisha Lefleto, Al Karchai, against his will, Kilachim Ima, because I'm going to fight with Esav, and in the meantime, the other camp is going to be able to escape. Hiskin Asma Shlishadvarm, he prepared himself for three things, three different ways he prepared himself. Ledairen, he prepared a present, as we're going to see in the next Aliyah. Letfila, he davened, Ulmulchaman, he prepared himself for war. Ledairen, how do we know he prepared himself for a present? Vatavar Minchal Panov, Letfila, he said, Elikea via Avram, and Lemulchama for war, Bahaya Machan Anisha Lefleto, so he prepared himself in these three ways. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yod, Vayemer Yaakov, and Yaakov said, this is the tefillah, Elikei Avi Avram, Elikei Avi Yitzchak, the God of my father Avram, the God of my father Yitzchak, Hashem, Ha'emer Eli, that said to me, Shuv La'aretz Chol L'madcha Ve'tivimach, go back to your land and to your birthplace, and I'm going to do good with you. Katayinti Mikol HaChasadim, Mikol HaEmes, I become diminished because of all the kindness and all the truth, Asher Asisus Avdecha, that you did with your servant. Kibim Makli Avartias Arden Azeh, with my staff I cross this Jordan River, Ve'ato Yisol Hashem Achnois, and now I'm two camps. Hatzileni Nam Yad Achim Yad Esav, save me from my brother from Esav, Ki Yari Anoich, I say because I'm afraid of him. Perhaps he's going to come and strike me. Emabanim, mother with children. V'ata Marta, and you said, Heitev etev imach, I shall surely do good with you. V'samti azarcha kechayel hayom, and I shall make your offspring as numerous as the sand by the sea. Asher lo yusaf meiriv, it's not able to be counted because of how numerous it is. Ula lanu aymer, and previously he had said upachad Yitzchak. So why is it over here he said alekei av Yitzchak, and previously he didn't want to say alekei av Yitzchak. All he said was upachad. V'ayin, furthermore, ma'u shachazav hisker shem amiyuchad. Why is it that Yaakov repeated the shem amiyuchad? Why is it that he said Hashem Ha'omer Eli? He said Yud Kei Vav Kei. Ha'ilei Lichtov Ha'omer Eli Shuv La'Artzcha. He should have just simply said Ha'omer Eli. You said to me Shuv La'Artzcha. Elakach Amar Yaakov Nekash Baruch Hu. This is what Yaakov was saying. Shtei Avtachas Hivtachtana. You promised me two things. Achas, first of all, but say Sim Beis Ovim Be'er Sheva. When I left my father's house in Be'er Sheva, Shamar Tali. You told me Ani Hashem Lekei Avram Avicha Ve'Lekei Yitzchak. So he repeated Lekei Yitzchak that Hashem had told him. V'Shama Mar Tali. And over there you told me Ushmartich B'Chal Shetelech. I shall guard you everywhere you go. Uveis Lavan Amartali, and in the house of Lavan you told me, Shovel Eretz Avos Echol Ma'atcha Ve'yayimach, go back to your father's house and your birthplace, and I'm going to be with you. V'sham Niglesai Lai B'Shem HaMiyuchad Levadai, and over there you revealed yourself to me just with the Shem HaMiyuchad, just with Yud Kei Vav Kei. You didn't say Elikei Avram or Elikei Yitzchak. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Vayomer Hashem El Yaakov, Shovel Eretz Avos Echol. So B'Shtei Avtoches Ho'elu Ani Ba'al Lefanecha, I'm bringing these two promises in front of you, Hashem. Rashi Pasuk Yiralf, Katayin Tebekol Chasadim, Nismatu Zchuyos Alideh HaChasadim Va'emes Shasisa Yimi. All my merits have been diminished because of the kindness and the emes that you did with me. That's why I'm afraid. Perhaps from when you promised me, I become dirtied with sin. And that's going to cause me to be given over to Esav. What does it mean from all the emes, from all the truth? The truth of your words. You kept all the promises that you promised me. What does that mean? With my staff, I crossed over the Jordan. I didn't have any silver or gold or any flax. I only had my staff with me. And the Medrash explains that he took his staff, he touched it to the Jordan, and the Jordan River split, and then he was able to cross it over. Pasuk Yud-Bez in Rashi, he said, save me miyad achi miyad Esav, miyad achi from my brother, she'enoig imi ka'ach. He's not treating me like a brother, elaka Esav Arasha. He's treating me like Esav Arasha. Pasuk Yud-Gimel in Rashi, heitev eitev, I shall surely do good with you. Heitev bischoscha, I shall do good for you because of your schos, your merit, and eitev bischos avisecha, I'm going to do good for you because of the merit of your forefathers. V'samte yisarcha kechal hayom, v'heichon amr lekein, where is it that Hashem told him this? Haloiloi amr loi el v'hoyazarcha kefar oz. Hashem only told Yaakov that his offspring are going to be like the dust of the land. He didn't say anything like the sand of the sea. Elosh amr loi, he told him, ki loi azavcha ad asher emasisi es asher dibarti loch. I'm not going to abandon you until I do everything that I told you. L'havram amr, and to Avram he said, har ba'ar bezarcha kefar shemayim v'chal shas vasayom. So this is referring to the promise that Hashem made to Avram. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow, continuing to see what happened with Yaakov and Esav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.